know how you could order something like that.
It was a fish.
It had a head and a tail.
Most fish do.
In the water, not on the menu. That fish had lips. You ate fish lips.
I did not. I ate the fillet, and it was delicious.
I don't know how you could eat with those little beady fish eyes staring up at you accusingly. It was all I could do to finish my egg roll.
You ever looked at the inside of an egg roll?
Why?
Just wondering what they did with the leftover fish lips.
If you say one more word, I'm going to tell you what that yellow stuff was you ate.
Will you smile?
Don't push me, Harold.
What do you mean, push?
You haven't said anything about the movie. How'd you like it?
Next time you go to a foreign movie alley, take a foreigner.
Why?
I hate subtitles. I never get to see anyone's face. I'm too busy reading their stomachs.
Sylvia.
But in the case of Marcello Mastroianni, is that a chore?
Come on, Sylvia.
I've had it, had it, had it. You know, the thing I love about foreign movies is the way they pace them leisurely. It gives you a chance to savor the mood and the setting and...
I've had it with you ignoring me.
The ambiance.
Shh.
So why don't you go home with your wife and let her ignore you for a change?
Oh,
what'd I miss?
She's had it, had it, had it. He's had it.
Got it.
Why do you always throw her up at me?
Maybe because 4 years ago you said she wasn't going to be your wife much longer.
These things take time.
I may not live that long, Harold.
You don't have anything to complain about. That's a mink coat you're wearing, isn't it?
You think this means something?
Yes, yes, I think that means something.
I'll show you what it means. You!
I wasn't listening.
Give me a dollar. You just bought yourself a mink.
Hey. Sue, you want to pour it out loud.
Well, they'll be back.
I hope not.
It's late. I don't think they're coming back.
Allie, people don't just abandon mink coats. It doesn't make sense.
This is New York. People eat food cooked on street corners. Don't look for scents. That's cool.
What about the coat?
Well, we'll leave it with the cashier.
Leave it here in this dive?
We'll take the coat and leave our numbers with the cashier.
Oh, good idea. Can we leave a wrong number?
Thank you for calling Sex Talk. You're on the air.
Dr. Harper, since our baby was born, my husband seems to have lost interest in sex.
Well, that situation seems to be happening.
You still up? What you watching?
Animal Kingdom?
Wow, what is that?
Oh, my goodness, my raincoat needs a shave.
Wow, is it real?
Several generations of mink gave up their lives so that Kate could hog that coat.
Whose doll was it?
Yeah, but whose idea was it to force you to go to the movie so you'd end up in the coffee shop sitting next to Harold and Sylvia in the first place?
You're right. Don't bend the nap.
How do I look?
Silly.
Go to bed.
I think wearing the skin of dead animals is gross.
Take her with you.
It is late, Emma. You go to bed, too. Okay, Allie, enough.
Enough? I just put it on. I haven't started to sweat yet.
Mom, you got a message.
Oh, no. Not Sylvia already.
No, your boss.
Oh, what did he want?
Something about 500 European executives who are getting married and get it to Murray.
He wants the executive 500 proposal on his desk to Murray tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the message.
How did you figure that out?
I'm a mother. Okay, take off the coat.
Oh, you wore it all the way home. Now it's my turn to wear it.
Why are you walking like that?
This is the way you're supposed to walk when you wear a mink. It lets the light reflect off the pelts.
Do minks walk like that?
If they're well-bred.
How do you feel?
Like the apartment's too small and the furniture's too old and there's no caviar in the refrigerator.
Okay, that's enough. You're definitely ODing.
What do you think Sylvia did for Harold to get that coat?
His laundry. Allie, grow up.
Would you ever live with a man like Harold for 4 years just to get a mink coat?
How about 4 weeks for a jacket?
Oh, now he's ODing. Take it off, hang it up, back to the real world.
I don't wanna.
Off.
Allie, let's you and I go out to lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, La Belle Etoile, say 12:30.
Why don't we just stay home and eat money?
This could be my only meal in a mink.
spill on it.
Well, theoretically, I do own it, you know. Plus, I want to get my dollar's worth before Sylvia calls and takes it back.
You got your dollar's worth when she dropped it in your lap. Okay.
Great.
Well, what'll I wear?
Hey, when this coat walks in, who's gonna notice? Can I wear it on the way out?
Kate, where's that proposal?
I'm just finishing it now.
Yeah, well, I want to take a look at it and then get it right over to Barbara Dunleavy's office.
Aren't you going to take it with you tomorrow when you make the presentation?
No, Barbara wants to look it over before our meeting. This looks pretty good.
Thanks.
Hi, Mr. Sloan.
Oh, hi, Allie. Allie, stay away from the computer and everything else in this office.
He remembered me.
You look fabulous.
Thanks. You think we'll see any celebrities?
At La Belle Etoile, the waiters are celebrities.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Now, if the coat's ready, we can go.
Oh, the coat.
Are those the shoes you left with this morning?
Allie, I was on my way to work this morning, and I saw my reflection in Bloomingdale's windows. My shoes looked awful, so I bought these. You want to get great service in a store? Wear a mink.
I remember that. Now tell me about the purse.
Well, my old one didn't go with the shoes and the coat, so I bought this one. Do you like it?
I gotta hand it to you. You sure know how to live above your means.
Hey, proposal is great. Now do me a favor. Hop in a cab and get it right over to Barbara Dunleavy's office.
Mr. Sloan, Allie and I were just on our way to La Belle Etoile for lunch.
Oh, really? How much do I pay you?
Not that much.
Good.
So much for lunch.
Oh, no, we can still go. You wait here. I'll run over, drop it off, and be right back. Hi, I have something for Barbara Dunleavy.
Just a minute. Oh, I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
That's okay. I'm Kate McCardle from Sloan Travel.
Janet, can you order me some lunch?
Hello.
Barbara, this is Kate McCardle from Sloan Travel.
Oh, of course. I'm delighted to meet you.
Thanks. Hi. I just finished this presentation and Mr. Sloan wanted me to drop it off to you.
That's what I like about Sloan Travel.
What?
The way they follow through to the last detail. They don't trust a messenger with their proposal. They send an executive.
Oh, I'm really glad you feel that.
I'm sure I'll have a dozen questions about this.
Oh, well, you can just
call me. I wish we could talk it over.
We?
Do you have lunch plans?
Me?
Oh, it's almost one. I don't know where we can get in.
Well, I do have reservations at La Belle Etoile, if you don't mind French.
Perfect. Just let me get my coat.
I'll call the office. May I use your phone?
Certainly.
Kate McCardle's office.
Allie, I'm about to do something really terrible.
Buy a Rolls to go with the coat.
No. Break our lunch date. It's just that Barbara Dunleavy has just invited me to have lunch with her, and this could be a really big break for me.
Who's Barbara Dunleavy?
Well, Barbara Dunleavy is to me what Betty Crocker is to you.
I see. Oh, you're out of paper clips.
Oh, Allie, please don't make me feel guilty about this.
Oh, why should you feel guilty? Go have lunch with Barbara Dunleavy. I'll just grab a greasy hot dog on the corner. If I'm not home, go check the stomach pump at Mount Sinai.
Thanks a lot.
All set?
Oh, and I really will need those letters typed by the time I get back from lunch.
Don't push it.
This was such a good idea. I can't remember the last time I was here.
Neither can I.
We mustn't let ourselves get so busy.
Bonjour, mesdames.
Bonjour.
Quel est votre plaisir aujourd'hui?
Barbara?
Oh, you go ahead. I haven't made up my mind.
Oh. Okay. Moi, je sais pas. Je crois que je voudrais du poisson, la spécialité, et puis une salade verte, c'est tout.
Vous parlez bien français.
Mais merci. J'ai pensé que c'était allemand.
Et vous, madame?
I'll have the veal and asparagus.
Yeah.
I'm terribly impressed. How many languages do you speak?
How many countries are there?
Oh, there's someone you should meet. He's one of our executive 500. Jeffrey.
Barbara, ready to pay off that lunch bet? I told you that stock would split.
Come out to the Hamptons this weekend. I'll even cook.
Ooh.
Jeffrey O'Callan, meet Kate McCardle. Kate's a VP at Sloan Travel.
Well, hi.
How do you do?
Now, wait a minute. I've seen you somewhere before. Sun, sand, palm trees.
Careful, I burn easily.
Barbados, right? You were on Ted Turner's yacht?
What month?
January?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, too bad. Well, I gotta run. I guess I'll see you at the presentation tomorrow.
Oh, no, Mr. Sloan makes the presentations. I like to keep a low profile.
Oh, too bad. We'll miss you. Bye, Babs.
Bye, Doc. You know, Kate, Sloan's fine with the nuts and bolts, but, how should I put it? He doesn't have any style. And what about those suits he wears? What on earth are they made of?
Well, no one's really sure. I think he wears experimental fabrics.
I think someone like you projects a much better image for your company. Why don't you make the presentation tomorrow?
Oh, thank you, but Mr. Sloan really is the best one for that job.
Hmm? Loyalty, too. Is there no end to your virtues?
You know, Babs, Italy is fabulous, but if you want really great Italian food, you must go to France.
You're so right. Oh, dear, look at the time. I've got to run. I hope you don't mind. It's been heaven. We'll have to do it again soon. Bye.
Monsieur. Je suis horriblement embarrassée, mais j'avais oublié tout mon argent à la maison, chez moi. Prenez-vous des cartes de crédit?
Cash only, lady.
Allie, thank you so much for coming over and bailing me out.
She left you with a $130 check. What did you eat?
No, don't tell me. If it's French, it probably jumped or croaked or left a trail of slime.
It was delicious. Tender strips of white fish, lightly breaded and grilled over mesquite.
You spent $130 on fish sticks. Face facts, Kate. You do not make enough to support that coat.
This coat has opened up a whole new world for me, Allie. If I didn't have it, Barbara Dunleavy would have never invited me to lunch.
Defense rests.
I spoke French to the waiter.
Well, you can speak French to Joe at the Killer Burger from now on.
Allie, I've got to get back to work. I promise I'll pay you all back tomorrow. Thanks again.
Fini?
I'd like another cup of coffee. Merveilleuse. Take a little rest.
So there you are. Did you enjoy your 3-hour lunch?
Mr. Sloan, you are not going to believe what happened.
Barbara Dunleavy took you to lunch at La Belle Etoile.
Well, actually, I took her. How did you know?
She called and told me. Whatever you said to her at lunch, it worked. She wants you to make that presentation tomorrow instead of me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You must have done quite a selling job on yourself.
Oh, no, I didn't really. I told her that you were the best one for the job.
You did. You better be as good tomorrow at that presentation as you were today at lunch. Or else hope that your friend Barbara can use another vice president.
I never told her that I was a vice president.
You never told her that you weren't.
This is true.
I don't know what's gotten into you, Kate.
It's not what's gotten into me. It's what I've gotten into. This is all your fault. Ah! In that coat, you look like Bigfoot. Try Big Mouth.
What's wrong?
After I shot my mouth off at lunch, Barbara Dunleavy called. She told Mr. Sloan that she wants me to make the presentation tomorrow.
Well, that's great. Why isn't that great?
Because now Mr. Sloan thinks I tried to stab him in the back. If I don't make that sale tomorrow,
I am going to be fired. Fish sticks. Are you the kind of person that hates getting more bad news when you're already blue, or do you like to get it all over with at once?
I hate getting more bad news.
Good, I won't tell you Sylvia called.
She wants to take my coat?
No, she wants to take her coat.
Oh, Allie. Hey, just think of all the money you'll save on the jewelry you would have had to have bought to go with it. What is Barbara Dunleavy going to think if I show up tomorrow in a cloth coat?
It was good enough for Pat Nixon.
So was Dick.
We always knew we'd have to give it back.
We? Look at that. You're speaking French and you're not even wearing the coat.
I wish I were dead. Oh, you're going to make a great presentation. Barbara Dunleavy already likes you.
She likes a snob in an expensive coat. You should have heard me today. I sounded like such a jerk.
That was the mink talking. As soon as we're rid of it, the sooner we'll be back to normal.
You're right. Don't let her take my mink.
Hi. Hi. I'm Allie Lowell, and this is Kate McCardle.
Hello.
I can't thank you enough for leaving your names with the cashier. I was so mad last night, I couldn't see straight. We understand. Kate, you want to give Sylvia back her coat?
Are you sure you wouldn't like to have a cup of coffee before you go?
I'm sure Sylvia has things to do. Kate, give Sylvia back her coat.
Don't let her take my coat away, Allie.
It's not your coat, it's her coat.
It's mine. I paid for it.
Are you crazy?
Well, that's a distinct possibility. Oh, please let me keep the coat tomorrow, Sylvia. Just one more day.
Kate?
Well, it's just that I have this great big presentation tomorrow, and I really need the coat. Oh, please, Sylvia, please.
Well, I suppose I owe it to you. You could have walked off without leaving your name.
That's right. You owe it to me. You gave me this mink. Do you have any idea the horrible things that this coat has made me do?
Do you have any idea the horrible things that mink has made me do?
So, I can borrow the coat?
Do you know what it's like to have to sneak around all the time like a criminal?
No.
So, can I borrow the coat?
And put up with the knowing smirk of hotel clerks when you check in as Mr. and Mrs. Krempner. He couldn't even say Smith.
Oh, Sylvia. So, can I borrow the coat?
And once, when his wife was out of town, this guy dropped by. He introduced me as a cleaning woman. I had to vacuum the living room before the guy left.
Oh, that's horrible. So, can I borrow the coat?
Keep it.
For good?
No, for one day. Do you think I wanted to do all those horrible things for nothing?
Thank you so much, Sylvia. I really appreciate it.
Learn a lesson. Stick to cloth. I'm ashamed of you.
We don't care.
Chip, don't forget your lunch.
Mom, all the neato kids buy their lunch at school.
Yes, but all the neato kids don't have mothers that love them as much as I love you.
What's in it?
Something good, something healthy.
She's not saying so. It must be meatloaf.
You're welcome.
Mom, you can't even trade meatloaf.
That's why I made it. Bye.
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 Did you sleep in that thing?
Of course not. I used it as a blanket.
So you're really going to wear it?
Allie, why are you so negative about this mink? Did you choke on a fur ball when you were a child?
I'm negative about that coat because that coat has brought us nothing but trouble and it is about to bring us more.
What trouble?
You're going to go to that presentation and you're going to make that sale and you're never going to know it was your good work that did it instead of those dead rodents.
I am not.
You're making the same mistake that Trudy Vestmeyer did.
I am not. Who's Trudy Vestmeyer?
Captain of the volleyball team at camp.
Oh, forget camp, Allie. If I don't wear the coat, I won't make the sale.
Stop that. Just keep saying to yourself, I do not need this coat.
I do not need this coat.
I can make the sale.
You can? Great, you go.
I can make this sale.
I can make this sale.
I am salesperson. Hear me roar.
I am salesperson. Hear me roar!
The bathroom's just a bathroom.
So you wore the coat to the presentation after all. How did the mink do?
The mink was a hit. I was a disaster. I stumbled and stammered and nearly bored them to death. I was so nervous.
Do you think they bought the package?
Oh, go away and let me die in peace.
What about your friend Barbara Dunleavy?
Oh, as soon as she found out that I wasn't a vice president, she completely ignored me.
So much for sisters under the skins. Hi, Mr. Sloan.
Allie?
Oh, Mr. Sloan, what are you doing here?
Well, since you were handling the presentation, I had a free afternoon, so I took in a movie.
Oh, great. What'd you see?
Some Italian picture. It was lousy. God, I hate subtitles.
I know how you feel.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I had a nice afternoon. First time I've played hooky in years. And I tried to get you at the office, but you weren't back. So I figured since I was in the neighborhood...
Well, you found me. I guess you haven't heard from Barbara Dunleavy yet.
Yeah, she left a message for me. Congratulations.
They liked the presentation? We sold the package?
Yay!
They hated the presentation and we lost the package.
I'm going to go to the bathrooms.
Did I lose anything else?
Like what?
My job.
Oh, you think I should fire you?
Well, no, I don't, but what do you think?
I think you got a little too big for your britches.
Yes, sir.
And I think you're not as good as making presentations as I am.
Yes, sir.
But I also think you're not quite as bad as you think you are right now.
Yeah?
And you'll get better.
Yeah?
Yeah. But if you want to get better at Sloan Travel, you better let me do the presentations from now on until I tell you different.
Yes, sir.
Which could happen sooner or later.
Well, I'll see you at the office in the morning.
Okay. Early.
Yes, sir. Allie, guess what?
You lost the package, you're not fired, and Sloan so much as said that he'll let you make a presentation someday.
You were spying.
Of course I was spying. Kate, it's like I always said. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what you are on the inside that counts. Nobody cares if you're wearing a cloth coat or a mink...
coat or... raincoat. It just depends on some place to go. Like now.
Guess what Sylvia told me when she came to pick up the coat?
What?
She's breaking up with Harold.
Oh, that's great.
She's giving him the coat back.
She should have kept it.
What for?
For services rendered.
You don't mean that.
I guess not.
You miss it, don't you?
Are you kidding? That coat messed up my life, destroyed my confidence, made me act like a jerk, cost me a fortune, and nearly got me fired.
You miss it.
Of course.
There's no one around who's caring. Along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.